I'm glad to take part of this event and to listen to the international community engagement, and also to listen how UN Women is going to be empowered once again to be able to help women from worldwide, but especially Burundi. And UN Women is already doing many things for Burundian women. And for my organization and other civil society's organization, we are very familiar with to work together. And I think our partnership now will go beyond organizations to build a big movement of women and girls so that they can be actors, not only beneficiaries, but some people who can influence policies, people who can stand up for peace, who can transform Burundi and the future of Burundi. I'm very impressed of how the international community is really aware of what is happening in our different countries. And I hope we'll keep the link to build this partnership and synergies to make the difference in the peace building. And yes, we can.
What exactly is going on in Burundi, and how is it affecting the women and girls there?
Well, Burundi is at crossroad because from April last year, the announcement of the third term of the President Nkurunziza has, been the start of protestations from opposition and also civil society organization, because this was it is a violation of the peace accord agreement, which came from far after many years of fight and divisions among Burundians. And also it's a violation of the constitution, which is not allowed, in this century. Because we have to work with democratic principles, and we have to have a leadership which is respectful of the priorities of its own citizens. So there is a climate of violence. Those who are protesting are really executed, are put in prisons, are also about to flee the country, and the climate is not good. But we are trying to see how the government, even if it is not really recognized as a transparent process, we will be trying to do anything we can do to bring the calm in the population, but also to push different actors to dialogue, because the fight is not an end of building peace today, but we have to go and to be more responsible and to change and to influence all actors to do something, and we will see. That's the reason why the network of mediators is working hard to put together people and to exchange, to sit down, to see, okay, this has happened, now what can we do together? That is what is lacking more.
What do you ultimately hope to gain?
From now, I think that we will develop many initiatives to see if UN Women can found them in the way to link peace and development initiatives, because it's hard to go always back to crisis, to conflicts. But when people are really on work, I think that sometimes they can take their responsibilities to protect themselves and to push the government to the accountability. But today, the population is weak because poor. And when you are poor, you don't have voice and you can't influence choices. So it's very, very complicated. But the network will try to work on both sides.